opposite. Just once she wished that Mr. Switzerland would stand up to Sonia.
"Before you dive into all of that,"
he said, producing an envelope from behind his back and presenting it to her with great fanfare,
"I thought you'd want to open this."
The plain white envelope with the big red letters in the upper left-hand corner stopped her from thinking about her mother or the chores. Rutgers School of Nursing. The color drained from her face as Laura's gaze moved from the envelope to her father.
"What is that?"
"You have to open it to see."
He wiggled the letter in the air.
I can't.
Her lungs felt heavy, as if they were suddenly filled with cement. She couldn't breathe as she stared at the envelope. All of her hopes and dreams depended on the letter inside it.
"You open it."
But her father thrust it at her.
"No way, kitten. This is your moment, not mine."
"Dad."
Reluctantly, she took the letter and weighed it in her hand.
"It's so light. It's definitely a rejection."
He leaned against the counter.
"Don't be negative like that."
"But it's already decided. And until I open it, I can still hold out hope."
She stared at him, her brown eyes wide and frightened.
"I mean, it's one of the best nursing schools in the country."
Her father smiled.
"I know that."
"Or at least it's the best nursing school that we can afford."
At this, her father frowned.
"Are you still worrying about that?"
But Laura ignored him. She stood up and carried the letter to the window. It was not quite dark outside, and her mother would be home soon. Supper was already in the slow cooker, the robust smell of the beef stew filling the kitchen with the comforting scent of winter. Besides her mother's long list, all Laura needed to do was set the table. There was no reason to not open the letter now. However, if it was a rejection, she knew that her evening would be ruined.
"Open it,"
her father coaxed one more time. Sighing, Laura flipped over the envelope and slid her finger under the back flap, the noise of the paper ripping causing her to breathe faster.
"This is it," she thought. "No turning back now." "Please, God," she prayed. "Please, I have to get into this school. I need to get away from this house, this town, this state."
She had selected Rutgers because it was on the East Coast. She had been to California once and earthquakes terrified her, but was far enough away from Jacksonville. Her mother couldn't insist that she come home for weekends or school breaks. Plus, Rutgers was near Philadelphia and New York City, both of which offered a little more excitement than Jacksonville, not to mention great employment opportunities for a nurse graduate. But if she didn't get accepted, she'd be stuck attending the University of Florida or the University of Gainesville if she was accepted at one of them. That had been the compromise. She could apply to local colleges and one out-of-state college. Her mother loved to play little manipulative games like that. You can have this or that, but only if... The problem was that only if never seemed to work out for Laura's benefit. Perhaps this time, Laura thought. She held her breath as she pulled out the single sheet of paper. It was folded in three, and as she unfolded it, she started to feel lightheaded. Her heart was pounding so fiercely she feared she might faint from nervousness. "Dear Laura Driscoll, we are pleased to inform you that your application to Rutgers School of Nursing has been accepted." Her fingers flew to her mouth, covering her lips as she reread the letter. "Pleased, accepted." The words practically jumped off the page at her.
"Kitten?"
Before she could answer her father, she heard the sound of the garage door opening. Seconds later came the too familiar noise of her mother's Mercedes. For a moment, Laura wanted to wait so that she could tell both her parents at the same time. But then she remembered her mother's reaction when Laura had announced that she wanted to pursue a nursing career. The last thing Laura wanted was for her mother to be the first to know and ruin the moment. So Laura turned her face toward her father and whispered,
"I was accepted."
Edward rose from the kitchen chair and crossed the room.
"That's wonderful, Laura."
He embraced her, rocking her back and forth.
"I knew they would accept you."
"What's going on here?"
Laura looked over her father's shoulder and saw her mother standing in the doorway. She didn't look pleased. Shutting the door behind her, Sonia crossed the room, her high heels clicking on the tile floor like high-pitched gunshots. Her mother ignored the loving scene of a father sharing a...